Good morning. 7:03 a.m. I think it's running. 12 seconds, 13 seconds. Okay, looks good. It's the 15th. I believe, I didn't have a chance to check, but I believe today is National Tapioca Pudding Day. I will be celebrating. I've actually been celebrating all month. 15:14. Whoa. Not bad for not having walked for a few days. Yesterday I didn't even post, did I? No. Weekends are just such hell on my schedule. The problem is that I'm aware of it being a weekend and I just sort of let my schedule drift. Thinking, oh well. Even though I know perfectly well that a schedule adrift is not a schedule. And yesterday I was sick. Felt I was going to hurl most of the night. Overslept. All I wanted to do was sit quietly. That's basically all I did for most of the day. Yeah. Whew. So here we are once again. It's damp this morning. It is humid. This is not Colorado weather. We don't get humid, although we are today. It's overcast. I haven't seen the sun yet today. I'm running a little bit late. I'm running a lot late. I'm trying to get back before 7:30. I'm not going to get a chance to upload this before I get back from therapy today, so one step at a time, I guess. My legs are telling me I overdid. My shins are saying, no. We're now going to cramp. Haha. Oh, I didn't change the microphone. Hope it's not clicking too badly. I'm not going to mess with it right now. Not even a little bit. Is it still recording? It says it is. 3:44. Not even 4 minutes in, I'm already run out of stuff to talk about. What the hell is this? So I need to get under control here. This is what I'm thinking about today is, okay. Oh, one of the other things, oh, I know what I was thinking about. One of the other things I'm thinking about is Ishmael Wong. More stories told in the Golden Age. So I'm looking forward to this so much. I think part of my problem, part of the reason that I'm having trouble dealing with Greedock, over and above the fact that I really don't like this story at all, I have to grind through it and put out something that's worthy. It's not ever going to be my best work, but then I don't think, other than the story I did for J.R. Blackwell's Dr. Mercury anthology, I don't think work I've done for hire is quite as good as the stuff I do for me, which is interesting. Therapist is going to have to take me sweaty and smelly. At least I'm wearing clean clothes today. I should have waited and changed my clothes when I got home, but oh well. I don't know that I'm going to have time. Here we come to the most contested intersection, and of course there's a car. Get out of the way, car. Good morning. Good morning to you. I hope that's an old beagle. He's almost as big around as he is long. Pudgy little bugger. So yeah, I left Greedock's story at a point where I can pick it up again and go right into the action. And of course, the one thing I haven't done in the last week is pick it up and go right back into the action. I'm not quite sure why. Actually, I do know why. Don't like the story. I'll get it. I will get it. I have to get it because I've got to get my books out. I've got to get my own books out. And it's getting to a critical point here. I have to get book 3 of 10 out. I have to get it book 2 recorded. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Every morning I say this. Every morning I say the same thing. Every morning I don't do anything about it. At some point. Got to change. Monk pole. So I did go get checked out for new spectacles. The doctor said I can go without if I want, but the problem is I've got this monovision thing going, And it, what it means is that I can see pretty well at all distances without glasses. I can't see clearly at any distance without glasses. Because the near focal eye, well, I can see pretty good. At a distance, I can see really well without glasses. I'm just peeking over the top of my current ones. At a distance, I can see pretty well. I can even read street signs. Up close is where it gets problematic. I probably should have just got a pair of reading glasses. But I got a pair of general purpose. Wear them all the time, glasses. And then it's up to me whether or not I want to wear them and how much. But they're good for all distances. They're also $750. Couldn't believe it. So there's another reason I gotta get my Berks out. I gotta get more money coming in. I also need to have my books out. I realize that I get a huge amount of satisfaction from having my books available. I get a huge amount of satisfaction from knowing that the books are out there, that people are actually buying them. At this point, they're not buying very many of them, but they're out there, they're buying them. People are enjoying them. Morning. And it feels good to have them out there. Very good. It is quite a little breeze this morning. I said breezy on the photo, and I was right. It was quite breezy. The other thing is that my arthritis is kicking in again. Part of it, I'm convinced, part of it is stress. The more stressed I get, the worse the arthritis gets. The worse the arthritis gets, the more stressed I get. And it just goes around, which is not exactly the right way to have it work. I do feel better having walked today, though. It doesn't hurt that it was a record-setting, blistering first mile. Something to feel quite good about. I'll get back with about 8 minutes to spare before I have to get back in the car, or get in the car, start the day. By the time I get home, I should have the house to myself. It will be glorious. Well, no, not to myself. My daughter will be there. Elder daughter, but she'll be hiding in her room. Oh, excuse me. I haven't had anything to eat yet today. Also, I haven't had my avocado in the last couple of days. I got avocados and they were hard. And I usually buy a couple, three every other day or so. So that as they ripen on the counter, I have them in the evening. The last bunch I got just has not softened up, hasn't ripened. I caught one open last night and it was hard and yucky inside. I'm so late this morning, the mower man was already at work here on the field. But I was quick enough that he hasn't left yet. This big Toro mower. Oh, smell that. Wow. New mown grass. You don't usually smell it too much because there's so much heat. There's so little moisture to carry aroma. It smells delightful. My lawn look. And 17 and a quarter on the back half. Not bad. Not bad. That also means that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.